The Trump administration cut more than $200 million from teen pregnancy prevention programs and research across the country last week. It was a surprise to a lot of people on the receiving end of those grants, including many here in Texas. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
In Texas, teen pregnancy is a big problem.
Texas has the highest number of teens, parents than any other state. We're the fifth highest rate of teen pregnancies. And we, as a state, do very little to prevent it in terms of funding.
That's Dr. Gwen DeVerth. She's the head of the Texas Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy. Texas, by the way, takes the number one spot for repeat teen pregnancies. DeVerth says federal money has been really important here because it's the main source of funding for evidence-based programs in the state.
And what that means is that they've been proven through rigorous research to do what they say, to work, to prevent teen pregnancies. And our state only pulls down abstinence until marriage funding, and we use that money for programs that do not have that rigorous evidence behind them.
During the Obama administration, health officials prioritized these evidence-based programs. But Texas continued to focus its efforts on programs experts say aren't as effective at reducing teen pregnancy. Jennifer Diatley is with an organization called Engender Health. She works on programs here in Travis County that got a 5-year grant under the Obama administration. In particular, the program does sex education for students in charter schools. Diatley says the program is reaching out to students who are receiving minimal services through their school.
There are also young people that sort of center around this, what we look at as the north to south corridor along the east side of Travis County. And that is where we're looking at the highest rates of unplanned teen pregnancies in our county. And so we're really trying to serve those youth.
Diatley says they have already invested $2 million into this program. The grant they got was supposed to be in place for the next 3 years. But Trump administration officials told them they now only have funding for this year. Diatley says Central Texas will lose $4.6 million over the coming years.
Part of stopping this program is also pulling these resources and financial income right out of the pockets of the teens that we're working with.
Diatley says she hopes she can find alternative funding locally before the grant runs out. But she says she's concerned that federal money will be shifted to abstinence-only programs. And Gwen DeVerth says it's not clear whether or how some of the existing programs will survive.
This was a very instrumental program for getting information into the communities who have already exhibited the need for it and do not have alternative ways to get that information. And so that's just going to be gone.
The cuts also affected similar programs in El Paso, San Antonio, Dallas, and Alice, Texas. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.